This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
For the holidays, health officials fear that another coronavirus surge may soon follow. Admiral Brekerar says high numbers of travelers don't necessarily mean another spike in coronavirus cases are coming. He tells ABC News that if people continue to use prevention methods, a surge could be avoided.
How bad it will get really depends on what people do. After Thanksgiving in the Midwest and the Northern Plains, we did not see a spike in cases, and in fact, it continued to go down. So if people do follow rules, limit travel if you can. If you're sick, please don't travel. Always wear a mask and watch your distance. And be careful. It's not really the travel, but it's mixing your bubble with a new bubble once you get there. So it's important to wear masks, physical distance, all the things we talk about. So it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have another spike, but we're certainly at higher risk.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A measure to raise coronavirus stimulus checks to $2,000 for most Americans will head to the Senate Tuesday, though many believe there won't be much support of it in that chamber. The House passed the bill Monday evening as a few dozen Republicans joined nearly all Democratic representatives to okay the bill that President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to pass. Senator Marsha Blackburn says this effort could have happened months ago. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had plenty of chances to bring this idea forward.
One of the things that is so frustrating about this is that you could have had a lot more money than $2,000 in the pocket of hardworking Americans if back in July or September or twice in October or in November that they had voted to increase unemployment by $300 per week.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The actions of officers of the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department have drawn universal praise in getting people away from the area of the Christmas morning bombing. Congressman Tim Burchett praised their heroism for saving many lives. The Tennessee Republican told Fox News that it was an example of the bravery displayed on a daily basis by law enforcement officers.
But you had police knowing that an explosion was going to happen. And then they went and literally knocked on the doors, I think, of around 57 families who could have lost their lives. And because of their heroism, no lives were lost. And I think that reiterates what every law enforcement man or woman does every single day when they put on that badge. They know that their lives, they could be called in to risk their lives. And that's exactly what these four excellent examples did. And, of course, our Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the FBI's investigation, further investigation to find out who it was. And I suspect we'll hear a motive soon, but right now that seems to be in question.
And on Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills hammered the New England Patriots 38-9. Bills quarterback Josh Allen threw for 320 yards and four touchdowns, three of those going to Stephon Diggs to go with his nine catches and 145 yards. The Bills becoming the first AFC East team to sweep the Patriots in 19 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. He's the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Always good to be on the show.
Well, good to have you here. Today, 9/11, a somber day as we remember 19 years ago. Boy, I'll tell you, it brings back so many visions. And I was looking over pictures, historic pictures that were taken on that infamous day. And so profound. And it's amazing how the emotions and the feelings come back, even though 19 years later.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of the first things that I saw when I got up today on Twitter and Facebook and all that was, you know, where were you on 9/11? And I actually remembered where I was. I was in my college computer lab. And the first guy to come up to me to talk about what had happened was a friend of mine who was this really Afrocentrist guy who was always full of these nutty conspiracy theories. And when he started describing what had happened, like they're attacking New York with planes, it's probably foreign spies or soldiers, I thought he was lying. Mm-hmm. So he had to spend 15 or 20 minutes telling me, no, this is actually going on. And we went to some kind of student lounge. There was a TV that was showing what had happened with the smoke coming out of the Twin Towers and people sitting there crying. It's a memory that's still with me today.
Yeah. Yeah, it is powerful. I was honored to interview several survivors of that fateful day that were in, you know, the north and south buildings there, the Twin Towers. And it's still, you know, it is still with me. I mean, you know, just, you know, if you don't believe in God or the hand of providence, boy, when you hear their stories, it has to convince you it is only by the grace of God that they survived.
Yeah, I definitely. No, again, I'm not an unreligious guy. I do think that people that have gone through a tragic incident are very likely to attribute their surviving the tragic incident to sort of religious grace. And the cynical comeback in my profession would, of course, be, what about the rest of those that were involved?
Right.
But, yeah, I definitely think that if I were in a skyscraper that collapsed and I survived that, I would become a more religious man.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, that's definitely what happened. I mean, people found, you know, pieces of girder in the wreckage that were burnt into the shape of crosses and so on. So there is some symbolism to enduring something like that, of course.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, no doubt that the effects of 9/11 still haunt us to this day. And so many changes happen in the American way of life. And here we are 19 years later dealing with COVID-19. And my question is, you do such great research and deep dives on these things. And the people have responded to your tweets, and you even told me, you said, Bill, since you've been focusing on COVID, that your response and interaction with people has just, you know, grown exponentially. And I'm wondering, you know, after all these months of dealing with COVID, are we to the point where America is ready to deal with the numbers and the stats, or is it still caught up so emotionally, all being fueled by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that we just are not ready to reason together?
I mean, I certainly hope we're ready to reason together and ready to think about the actual numbers involved here. And part of the reason for that, it would be 9/11. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there has to be passion. There has to be emotion in life. But generally, if you get caught up in panic or fear without looking logically at what's actually going on, that can have some pretty long-term impact. So, I mean, 9/11 influenced us for such a long time, in part because of how we responded to it. I mean, within 2 years, we had adopted the Patriot Act,
exactly,
which dramatically limited many of the normal freedoms that up until that point we took for granted as Americans. We found out pretty quickly, for example, that the government was surveying or watching many of the things you do on your phone, on your computer. Mm-hmm. We became involved not only in the Afghanistan war, but the Iraq war because of 9/11. And obviously, we always want to remember the heroes of that day. But to some extent, we also need to logically look at reactions to even the worst things that are proposed by people in power and ask, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. One of my fears about COVID-19, actually, if we don't start looking at what a more logical response would have been or who actually suffered, is that we may end up with the equivalent of the Patriot Act, that many of the changes that we're instituting to respond to the bug will not necessarily go away.
Right.
And you're now seeing local elected officials, especially in some of the blue states, say that we should adopt these same policies in response to other things. So in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, I believe, is declaring or has declared racism to be a public health emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And we now know what the government can do in response to a public health emergency. So the question becomes, what's that going to mean 5 or 6 years down the road? And I hope we do practically look at who actually was affected, who actually unfortunately passed away, and how we can fight this in the future without maybe some of these broad sweeping policies.
Well, and the thing that's interesting, the CDC reported about 10 days ago the real number of people that died just from COVID alone. And that number, boy, they tamped that down really quick. I mean, you would have thought if there was any way they could have tied that to the insanity of Donald Trump and, you know, Trump, you know, letting this out. But clearly this came from the CDC and saying that it was only about 6% died as a result of only COVID. All others were comorbidity related. And so that number translated to probably a little less than 1,000 people right now as it stands. So that was quite shocking. But you thought, wait a minute, what happened to that headline? It didn't even make a headline.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that coming from that quantitative perspective, I mean, there are a lot of numbers that you want to think about that are relevant when you think about COVID-19. I mean, the first one of those is 82, mm-hmm. which is the average age of a victim. If you watch mainstream mass media, the impression would be that many or most of the people dying are young children or college athletes or just married school teachers, the people that are being featured. The average age of death is over 80. And FreeOp, the center-right think tank, pointed out that right now, I believe it's 51% of all deaths came out of the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Another figure we'd probably want to take to heart is 0.26%. So, I mean, after months of speculating early on, we remember Neil Ferguson. I'm not sure whatever happened to him, but his famous paper. We remember Pueyo, whose name I think was also Neil, whatever that indicates about the reliability of Neil's. But after months of speculation about these death figures being 5% or 8%, as you remember, in early June, the CDC released the actual figure looking at what's called the IFR, the total number of people to die across known and unknown cases. That was about 0.25%. And that's with seniors in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So we now know that quarantining seniors might have been one way to approach this. Those are two numbers that I think we need to take going forward as we look at COVID and as we look at more diseases like this. The third one that you mentioned, yeah, it was 6%. Now, that's more than 1,000 people, I will say, not necessarily by incredibly much, but of the 180,000 recorded COVID deaths, only 6% of those people didn't have at least one fairly serious, as I understand, comorbidity. We're not talking about mild obesity or something like that.
Right, exactly.
From the report that I read, the average was between 2.6 and 3.1 comorbidities. Now, diabetes is a comorbidity. We don't want to downplay this.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Riley, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got much more to share with Dr. Wilfred Riley right here. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well,
Well, he is the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Wilfred Reilly. Let me tell you, when you read his book, you can't hold back. I mean, you cannot not talk about it because the facts are right there when he says 10 facts. I mean, there's not a lot of, suggestion. I mean, Dr. Reilly, you've done a great job in this book and laying out the facts. And, because what happens when we get into discussions, especially some of these political things that we're mired in right now, people don't want to hear facts. But if you know the facts, they will set you free. I mean, you don't have to get so frustrated, but it's just that it's just the friends you have to live with to try to bring them along to say, okay, let's pause just a moment. Let's deviate from the passion that we have here, and let's just sit down and reason together. And how do you reconcile and square the true statistics? I mean, it's not like you just, went on top of a mountain, looked in a crystal ball, and came up with some numbers.
I mean, some pretty wise people have gone up mountains and come down with some rules. But, I mean, yeah, I tend to think that the facts in a conversation, they actually say this in law schools, medical schools. There are three things that matter in a case, the facts, and the facts. So I think that when you're looking even at the most intense, the most highly charged political and racial issues, the main thing that matters is what reality actually is. I mean, every human life is precious and so on down the line, but if we're battling a deadly disease, it's important to know that the average person who's at risk is 82. And when you find that out, you want to seal off non-medical visits to the nursing homes, which we didn't do for quite a while.
Right.
You want to never send a sick person into that nursing home environment, which was ignored by, unfortunately, many of the state governors. I'm not even going to make that a partisan issue. But it's important that that figure is 82, and it's silly to pretend that it's 13 and run stories about ill cheerleaders. And the same thing if you're talking about policing or race relations. I mean, if it turns out that interracial crime, white-black violent crime, is 5% of crime, and it's mostly minority on white, you probably don't need a national billion-dollar campaign to protect African-Americans from it. So reality, what's actually going on in the world, logically, as an adult businessman or woman or just functional person, kind of guides what you should do. What's real is what's important.
Yeah, this is, you state that very well and perfectly, and this is the chance. I mean, this is why we appreciate you coming on and with the other experts that we have on the varying topics that we're dealing with today. But to kind of summarize where we were at in the first segment regarding, COVID and, its similarity in terms of restrictions and modifications of our liberties with 9/11 and the Patriot Act, I mean, we're on this trajectory, are we not?
Yeah, I mean, there's a famous quote. It's originally, most recently, from the political apparatchik Rahm Emanuel, but I'm sure it goes back to some ancient Eastern or Western general, but never let a good crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, there's certain things that leaders and government usually want to do, and one of those is restricting the power of kind of the free armed people who are a scary bunch. So very often following one of these things, we see the idea of we need to take X, Y, and Z freedoms away so this never happens again. 9/11, I think Bush responded very well in a lot of ways, but you very definitely did see some of this stuff. I mean, the potential to, let's say, intimately search a citizen before you get on a plane. Everyone to this day is taking off their shoes and socks in airports because one goofball tried to blow up a plane by setting the side of a shoe on fire and was immediately beaten up by the rest of the people on that flight.
Right.
And will the same thing happen with COVID-19? Almost certainly there'll be an attempt to set up some kind of national pandemic policy or to codify some of the things that were done, like limiting groups of more than six. And I will say I strongly oppose that. I think we can do common sense things, wear a mask if you feel you're sick, against disease without taking rights away from the entire population.
Exactly. Well, hopefully, if that's even possible, that we the people can be much more involved and engaged in the process so that our liberties are not restricted. Because given, given this process to the people at large, I believe that we would be better served as opposed to allowing bureaucrats to take it over, because we know when bureaucrats take things over, all of a sudden it's the heavy hand of big government, isn't it?
I tend to think it, yeah, when you're talking about bureaucracy itself, yeah, it almost always is by definition. One of the things about COVID-19 that's absolutely crazy and that's not mentioned is that those areas that did not shut down, Sweden, Japan, South Dakota in the USA did a good job, have the same death rate or a lower death rate than those areas that did shut down. This is, again, one of those facts you're not supposed to mention, but this is true for a number of large places, Utah, Oklahoma City. What we found is that in those areas, people protected seniors, they canceled large events, and they practiced basic social distancing. And people wore masks if they felt at risk, which I think is kind of the cutoff for that. And the difference between that and shutting down the entire country, I'm not minimizing this extra loss, but it was 1 or 2% if you look at what happened in Sweden.
Right.
I think actually the USA just passed Sweden in terms of deaths per million.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this awkward conversation to be had as we're taking away freedoms, but necessary conversation, which is, did all this extra stuff do anything at all, or did it just give those in power more power?
I would say if you were to pause right now and get an answer to that question, it would be you gave those in power more power. We're in time, a little bit more time and analysis, we'll be able to, filter this out as we've been able to filter out, some of the early decisions about nursing homes, as you'd mentioned earlier. I wanted to also address here, you're involved with a stellar group of people with 1776 Unites. Robert Woodson has been on with us several times, as several other of your colleagues with this group, and you have written something that's really important. I think it really stands in the face of this 1619 movement, and that is that slavery does not define the Black American experience. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, well, obviously the 1619 Project is the idea. This is sort of left-wing social science history. And the idea, and very much in that Howard Zinn model, and the idea is that what defines America is sort of our flaws. The country or individuals in the country had African-American slaves. We broke the great native tribes in the wars. We stole part of the country from Mexico. And my take's a little different. I'm a member of what's called the 1776 Initiative, which is the Black business and social science community's response to 1619. And we make a pretty obvious point, which is that every country in the history of the world fought dubiously ethical wars and enslaved its battle captives and so on down the line. What makes the USA unique isn't that we did those things, but that we stopped them globally. That us and the Brits essentially put together a naval force that stopped the high seas slave trade. Slavery was a human universal through ancient Rome, Mongolia, so on down the line until our society ended it. But direct point of the essay is that slavery obviously was part of Black history, but I've never been a slave. I've never known anyone that held a slave. You saw slavery in the USA from 1776 to 1865 because there wasn't any USA before 1776. It's about 90 years.
Right.
To put that in context, we've seen 53 years now of pro-Black affirmative action. That began with the Philadelphia Plan in 1967. And you can oppose both of those things, but to say that all of Black history was defined by clashing with our white countrymen or by the practice of forced sharecropping or something doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm a lawyer in the Kentucky capital city. So it's important that we have a realistic perspective on this. Don't just exaggerate the good, but also don't just exaggerate the bad, which is insane.
Well, and also you run into the problem, on what your focus is. If the focus is the negative, that is going to form your worldview. That is going to stick you in that situation. You'll be stuck in that perspective. That's not going to help you and your family, as opposed to, as you say, you understand it. This is part of the history, and you move on and you celebrate. That was then versus now. And I believe then and now is very positive. And I don't see systemic racism. Humbly, I say that. But you have that narrative being pushed upon America right now.
Yeah, and I'll note we're both not unsuccessful minority men. I mean, to a certain extent, you always want to tell yourself you're a victor, you're going to compete and succeed, even if that's not true. I mean, before a high school basketball game against the number one team in the country, you're not going to say, we don't have a chance out there, boys. But in the USA, the great thing is that it mostly is true.
Exactly.
I mean, we've had a Black man.
About 5 seconds left here.
States.
Yes, we
you
have 5 seconds. Dr. Wilfred Riley on Bill Martinez Live.
We'll be right back.
needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives Monday passed a standalone bill that would raise the direct payment amounts distributed to American households under new COVID-19 relief legislation to $2,000 from $600. The measure was approved 275 to 134. It has been sent to the Senate for approval. An unidentified Treasury Department official is reporting the government was planning to deliver stimulus payments to direct deposit accounts by the end of the week. For the first time in his presidency, the House voted Monday to override President Trump's veto of the NDAA defense bill. The House voted 322 to 87. It now moves to the Senate, which also needs to gather two-thirds support in order for Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act to be overridden. Columbus, Ohio police officer Adam Coy was fired on Monday after body cam footage showed him fatally shooting 47-year-old Andre Hill, who was holding a cell phone. The officer then refused to administer first aid for several minutes after the shooting. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, based on this conversation, I hope you understand how precious, number one, our freedoms are and how they're laying in the balance. They are in the balance right now and before America with all that's been going on with COVID-19. I often tell my children that experience defines preference, and America is experiencing a lot when it comes to our liberties and our Constitution. And, oh, yes, by the way, next week is a time on the 17th is a time that we will remember. It's Constitution Day, and it's a good time, I say, to reconnect with the Constitution. If you haven't read it for a long time, I think we should do it several times a year just out of tradition. And this is a perfect time to sit down and read the Constitution with your family. It's a quick read, but very powerful, and it will really get you thinking, and it might get you upset a little bit because you're going to see the conflict that arises and the disconnect between what our Constitution says and how our modern government is responding to the idea that we, the people, are the boss of them. Joel Gilbert joins us now. It's great to have Joel with us. He is a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, whose most recent film, The Trayvon Hoax, which has now been downloaded for free over 110,000 times. And we'll talk a little bit about that, but we're also going to talk about his new column, which is for the left. Blacks are once again raw material for the revolution. Think about that. Joel, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be here. I'm actually now up to 200,000.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe that number had been revised, because when I saw that, I says it it could be an older number. So yes, 200,000. That's excellent. And and it's so important that people wake up to the truth. But I find it quite interesting, because what you had to reveal was so breakthrough. You thought, okay, well, this thing is just going to light up from coast to coast. And it takes a while, you know. Even like I mentioned a couple of days ago in a conversation with Peter Schweitzer, when we were talking about the Clinton uranium deal, I'm going, wait a minute. And in retrospect, it took over 3 years before it got into the mainstream. And I'm thinking, this is so huge. What is? Why did it take so long? But even Peter said, it's just the nature. It's the nature of things that it. Some of these things that you think that are so breakthrough take so long. And as a result of our initial discussions about the Trayvon Martin hoax, I am still shocked that Benjamin Crump is still an attorney because of what he did through that whole trial process. And of course, the lawsuit with
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman still continues, right?
That's right. And yes, it is. As much as I know how slow the media is and how hard it is to get things out there, it's still shocking to me. I had a press club event, the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., almost a year ago now. Not that much media showed up. Most disappointing, of course, I guess, even the conservative media, Fox News, all the, regular conservative people. And I basically said, look, I gave irrefutable evidence that the biggest judicial hoax of this century, the biggest thing that set back race relations, that was a turning point, mm-hmm. that divided the country, the George Zimmerman trial, it was all based on a hoax. The key witness for the prosecution, Rachel Gentel, was not on the phone with Trayvon Martin. She was not his girlfriend. I found the real girl. She's in the movie. I presented the case, and I said, look, Democrats and the media, I even told the conservatives, are going to pivot back to this race hoax stuff in 2020. Mm-hmm. Better cover this and expose this, because Black Lives Matter was founded on this hoax. Benjamin Crump, Al Sharpton, these are the guys that are going to be out there trying to foment racial division. And it was very slow. I mean, it got lots of views and, some publicity. Then when Zimmerman filed his lawsuit based on the findings of my film for civil conspiracy and fraud against Trayvon's mother, who was in on it, Benjamin Crump, state of Florida prosecutors, huge publicity worldwide for about 24 hours. I was on the Today Show even.
Right.
And then it just disappeared again. And I'd say the biggest disappointment is that the same characters, the same people, Ben Crump, Al Sharpton, with the exact same formula, there's some incident where a black person is killed. Immediately, the formula is, they say, this was definitely racism with no evidence whatsoever.
Now it's systemic. Now it's systemic racism. Right?
Now it's in the system. Give us this money. Change all the laws and change the country because of this. And everyone just kind of goes along with it without even realizing that the facts aren't in yet. In all these cases, what happens is about a year or so later, it goes to court, and we find out all the initial things we were told are not true, and all the reactions were totally unnecessary. And we find ourselves in this downhill spiral with racial division and Black Lives Matter agenda, which is totally unnecessary. Even the George Floyd thing, which looked bad, the coroner said he did not die of asphyxiation. It was probably a fentanyl overdose.
Right.
And, we find out much later. So there's people with political agendas that have been exploiting black Americans, as I covered in this article you mentioned, that for the left, they consider blacks the raw material for revolution. Yeah. And this goes all the way back to the 1930s. When the Soviet Union actually recruited what they called at that time black Bolsheviks. And I go through this article, it'll be on American Thinker tomorrow.
Yes.
And they actually attracted black Americans to the Soviet Union in the 30s. And within a year, they sent them all to the gulag and killed them all. Right. And this is a kind of a formula that they used to push aside the NAACP at the time for these radical black Bolshevik groups. And that's kind of what's happening now. Black Lives Matter is a far-left revolutionary socialist organization, and they claim the mantra of civil rights, but it really is not a civil rights organization. This is a far-left radical Marxist group that wants to overthrow the government.
End of story. And this is a thing where you say, whether it's Benjamin Crump, you know, the traditional black leadership of that has been out front, you know, Jesse Jackson on down. I don't think they realize what's happening here with Black Lives Matter, because this has no proximity to Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. looked for reform. He didn't look for revolution. Black Lives Matter is totally unhinged, and as you say, they are using this civil rights or, you know, alleged systemic racial issue to serve their end game, which is you just go back to the 30s. But from the history of man, you go back thousands of years. This is, you know, something that humanity has been susceptible and open to all the time, is that you get somebody who comes in from the outside who agitates, creates dissatisfaction. And what's the easiest way to do that but with the people who are less than? And as Karl Marx was famous for saying, all he needed was 1% to convert the 99.
Yeah.
And here we are. I mean, a very small percentage of people are out there, and we're seeing Portland held hostage for over 100 days. All this looting and everything else, and then the media and these government leaders want to present it or want us to rethink what we're seeing, these burning buildings and looting, people losing jobs, all this destruction, and it's reframed as peaceful protesting. Really?
Well, what they've done is the Marxist-Leninist movement, and in America, even worldwide, but in America, they've never presented Marxism-Leninism as their goal, because they know Americans would never buy into this nonsense about we're going to give all our property to the government, we're going to give them all our money, we're going to put all the bourgeois in jail, that's the entrepreneurs, have the government take over all businesses. This is such nonsense. They know no one would ever buy into it. So they present instead anti-racism as their goal. They say, well, we're now anti-fascist watchdogs. We want to make everybody equal. And then they expand the definition of racism each time to meet their needs and to cover more and more behaviors. And then they offer the remedies. The remedies are always socialism. But
yes,
they'll never tell you that behind this idea of civil rights is a Marxist-Leninist goal that has nothing to do with black Americans.
Yeah, you have to engage some critical thinking here to understand it. Even though, I mean, the Black Lives Matter organizers have made it real clear this is what it's all about. It's about revolution. You hear them on the street, you know, burn it down. It's the absolute destruction of the American dream. And for some reason, America gets tone deaf when they hear threats like that. They just don't believe that people really want them dead. But that's what they want. And we've got more from Joel Gilbert after this.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
There it is, that critical pronoun, we the people. It's about self-responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, the country's being overrun by a small percentage. As I was sharing with Joel Gilbert, we're reminded of what Karl Marx said. All he needed was 1% to control the 99%. And think about it. Think what's happening right now. How much of your life has been compromised by a small number of people? And whether we're talking about COVID, the racial strife, the destruction of property that the mainstream media would want us to believe that it's mostly peaceful. And they say this as they're reporting live, Joel Gilbert, and in the background over their shoulder you see buildings burning and they go, it's a mostly peaceful protest.
Right. You know, the media coverage, the American media is just part of this far-left movement. They do not have the agenda and goals of either reporting or preserving anything American on their agenda, unfortunately. As I talked about earlier, by the way, you can see my film. Anyone can watch the trailer. I actually have a link to watch the movie for free at thetrayvonhoax.com. Go to thetrayvonhoax.com. But I presented the most consequential a film that detailed a judicial fraud in the Trayvon Martin case that never should have been brought to trial. Black Lives Matter was founded because of the acquittal of George Zimmerman. They expected a conviction because of the fake witness that they used. All these cases, they're going to go to trial a year later, find out that everything was trumped up charges or based on fake witnesses and fake information. And good luck to the people of Minneapolis when they exonerate those police officers, and there's no police left to protect the property.
Exactly.
They're against police because police protect private property. And in communism and Marxism, they don't want private property. It all goes to the government. therefore they want to get rid of the police, so you can't protect private property. It's part of the ideology. It's one reason why Bill de Blasio, committed Marxist ideologue, you know, immediately defunds the police, gets rid of the 600-member task force that gets weapons off the street. He's fundamentally against having police because they protect private property, foundation of the free market system of democratic system. So these trends have to be reversed. I thought my film would have a bigger impact. We're almost a year since it came out, and a lot of hundreds of thousands of people have seen it. I've been done a lot of interviews, but you know, even the big conservatives were always afraid of it. Didn't want to address it. Hannity covered the Trayvon Martin case, day to day, hour by hour. He was on it for over a year, and why hasn't he covered it? So even the conservatives are afraid to cover anything to do with race. They're afraid of being.
But I don't think Hannity reported on the witness exchange, did he?
He did not. He did not. I'm saying all these mainstream, even Breitbart, all the big mainstream conservative. That we think of as conservative, even people like Candace Owens. You'd think you'd want to talk about it. Larry Elder, I provided the information to them, and they just ignored it. They say, oh, I got a book coming out, or they've got these different excuses, but it is the most consequential thing, the very foundation of the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Everything that's happening today was all based on a hoax.
Well, this is why you and I have been joined at the hip from day one on this, and we were just talking with your colleague, Dr. Wilfred Riley, which we did a tandem thing, with all three of us on this in previous interviews. This is just, it's amazing, but what concerns me is, let's look forward 60 days from now. We've got an election to go on. People are being conditioned in much the same way as they've been conditioned to think that, you know, with Hillary Clinton in 2016, she had to win. There was no way she was going to lose. And so when she lost, the only way that that could have been possible was because Donald Trump and the Republicans cheated. And, let's come up with a scenario that it was because of the Russians. And right now, currently, we know not only the Russians are still doing everything they can to interfere, China is even better equipped, which they overlooked altogether in 2016. They're so entangled with everything that is America and doing everything that they can to overthrow. I mean, what are we looking at? We've been conditioned to have this riotous behavior when things don't go as expected. And right now we're being told by polls, we're being told by the media that it is going to be a win for, you know, Joe Biden. The race is tightening up, but Joe Biden, even with his, seemingly mental incapacities, is still going to be the next president of the United States.
I think that the Democrats actually pretty much understand this is a losing cause. They're probably not going to win the presidency. I think what they do want to do, though, is to put the race into question as much as possible, claiming it's Russia or, all this interference, voter suppression. You didn't let everybody vote. You didn't count all the mail-in ballots that are still hanging around all over the place. Just to make Trump an illegitimate president, as they did in 2016 with the Russia hoax. And then I think they'll just want to use that mantra of, it was because America is racist and the voter suppression.
Exactly.
And then use that to recruit people and sign people up and obstruct and register people to vote to go for the big midterms. And then look to come back with their candidate for the big final, death match 2024. I don't think they're not in it for the short game as much as conservatives are. Conservatives, we said, we have to beat Hillary or the United States will never be the same. She's committed to open borders, raising taxes, all this corruption. We have to win. The Democrats don't think of it like that. They think of the long game. If we don't win now, we'll come back later.
Right.
And so I think they're up to something just to make the election look as illegitimate and confusing as possible so they can use that in the future.
Well, I mean, even the threats of having the military come in and remove Donald Trump from office, like he's not going to leave, and, you know, you're going to see, you know, finger marks all the way out the Oval Office, you know, to get him off the grounds. I mean, this is all ridiculous, the way this thing is being set up. It's so un-American. But, you know, tied into what you said earlier, how they have neutered law enforcement, with the neutering of law enforcement right now, I mean, and all hell breaks loose, what is America going to look like after what we've gone through between COVID and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the burning down of buildings, destruction of property and everything? What's it going to look like when the people are being told that, you know, Joe Biden's going to win? I mean, the poll says he's going to win, and it doesn't come out that way. We're going to have all hell breaking loose on our hands here.
Well, they're going to try it, but I think they, my assessment is that they overplayed their hand in all of this violence and looting and threats, that they've actually overplayed their hand. The biggest fans of my film, the Trayvon hoax, believe it or not, are Black Americans. I get emails, comments on YouTube. They're all saying, we got played.
Yes.
We don't want any of this socialism nonsense. Even my prior films, I interviewed people in the South Side, Chicago, Detroit, all these great Black Americans. It's like you're talking to conservatives. They don't want legalization of marijuana. They don't want illegals taking their jobs. They're not interested in any of this high taxation, all the socialist agenda. They're not even interested. They're really quite conservative. They got sucked in by the fact that Barack Obama was Black, thought that maybe he was looking out for them. Everything got worse for Black Americans in inner cities, everywhere, during his administration, and I think they're coming around.
And I think this is what's happening and why you're seeing in some polls that Blacks are siding more increasingly with Donald Trump. And it started with Donald Trump's, you know, point to them. You know, what have you got to lose in 2015 and 2016 as well? And they thought about it. They go, well, God, you know, you might be right. You know, after looking at 8 years with a Black president, we didn't gain a whole lot here, and after all that we've been going through for decades, we're really, you know, we're not that better off. I mean, some of these reforms have not been tackled, and look, it took this gazillionaire white guy from Manhattan to do something about social justice. All these other presidents, including Barack Obama, talked about it, but it was just all wordsmithing. There was nothing to back it up. He didn't do one thing about social justice.
Right, and Trump's biggest, best policy that I think is going to get a ton of support from Black Americans is this school choice.
Yes.
People don't realize how big that is, because in the inner cities, all the schools are just terrible. They're failing. That's what leads to these drug cultures, single-parent homes, crime. So by getting school choice, which the Democrats are against, I think that tells the story more than anything else.
No, that's a good point, because it just furthers the problem. I mean, it exacerbates the issue. And, you know, social justice is all part of it. You know, prison reform, you know, key as well, because look what we have, the issue of fatherlessness. My friend Larry Elder talks about this, you know, quite directly and repeatedly, and rightfully so. That's a huge issue when you've got 70% of these young kids being raised without a father. I mean, that's just heartbreaking and devastating. You look at the results.
Okay, well, again, I ask everyone, go to thetrayvonhoax.com. You can see the film, see the whole story of how this all started. And I think it's taken a while, but I think it is having a big impact.
Well, it will. I mean, look, if 1%, all it takes, 1% of Marxists to control 99%, why can't the opposite be true? Why can't 1% of good spread out? And 200,000 is a long way to go to millions, but I believe, you know, that's what we need to get to, is we need to, you know, get it out there. And that's why we love having you back on again, to keep the word out there, to see the movie. You can see it absolutely free. Where can they go to download it, Joel?
Yeah, again, you go to thetrayvonhoax.com. And by the way, Trayvon's mother, who's a big race baiter, she was in on the Trayvon hoax. She lost by only 300 votes running for county commissioner in Miami-Dade. So maybe it did have an effect already.
Well, congratulations on it, and we thank you for being with us. Take care, Joel.
Thanks so much.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free help.